Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Nevada, ahead of Ron Paul joining us, then we'll go to Jody and Wesley and Jim and Mike and everybody else is holding. I remember seeing this months ago that no one seen Nelson Mandela. No one was allowed to go in and see him. There was a big debate about whether he was alive or not, and they do this a lot when famous world leaders die. The Soviets would do this, and these are communists, so they act the same. They would hide the fact that they'd been dead for a while. You've also saw speculation that Castro's been dead a bunch, too, so it doesn't always mean that. But I saw this last week and this week. I did see it in foreign press that family had been demanding to see him, others had been demanding to see him, and then it was that they couldn't cover it up anymore, so they just suddenly announced he passed in the night, no details of why. And just the pieces I've got and the way communists operate, they follow a handbook. You have the article here out of your local paper, and it's got basically the same stuff I'd seen. I'm glad you raised this. So tell folks what the article's about, and we're going to get it linked up on Infowars.com right now.
You bet. You bet. And I could not be prouder to be handing it to Alex Jones himself, sir. Check this out. Reading into the article, the young woman has come under fire here, too, and in other local news. I've been looking into it. They had a denial of service attack. They had a denial of service attack perpetrated on them, like, probably the same day that they tried to break this news. That entire news website was shut down for 3 days. And they traced.
Now, I know the Guardian Express. It seems like a pretty good publication. Go ahead.
They're pretty good. You know, they break some kind of juicy stuff. You know, I'm an info hound, man. I'm going to look at the truth. But they traced the denial of service attack back to South Africa. There is your caramelizer, your crystallizer. This is probably one of the single most tapped and covered news stories ever. Now, I've been digging. For some reason or another, right after Obama showed up there is when the machine was shut off. Now, if you look in this article, it says that the family was debating over some kind of estate or something like that. They were having a legal, you know, tie-up, and that Mandela wasn't basically there to make decisions. So they had to keep him alive because you can't have these sorts of legal proceedings over an estate and stuff if a person is dead. So they've basically been pumping air into a corpse in order to keep him alive so that the judicial – I'm sorry, oh, God, this sounds terrible – so that the legal proceedings could, you know, continue. They can continue to fight over, you know, what's going on. Now, I don't know what happened once Obama showed up, okay, and now he's been, you know, supposedly the life support's been turned off or whatnot. Me and my sister are very passionate about this kind of thing. And she found even that they had the casket. They just recently put the casket out in public. And I will bet you every gun in my arsenal, and I love my guns, that they've got people out there walking around in empty caskets. I promise you, Mandela's been dead for about 6 months, probably. And the fact that this site was attacked, you know how these globalists work. You know, whenever something's on the level and it's going to inform people, they come out and get it. So the denial of service is traced back to South Africa. And I really just want to have you completely read that article. I want Alex Jones to do me the honor.
But I remember that hearing about people saying, where is he? He's dead, and the controversy in South Africa. People can pull those articles up. Watson or somebody could do an article about this. So that was definitely a controversy, and then they just finally said he was dead. And people will do this so that they can continue to operate and sign his name and do things. I mean, this sounds like how a bunch of murdering communists would operate. So standard procedure. Thank you very much for reminding us of that story. We'll look into it. Very, very interesting. All right, former Congressman Ron Paul scheduled to be joining us. Coming up, all this and more straight ahead, Infowars.com.
Yeah.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Friday edition. We are now into the second hour. We have a guest that we're getting hooked up on Skype right now who's an expert on the technotronic technocracy age, the governing system that the globalists actually describe themselves as being adherents of. And this is a system they're trying to set up, so that's coming up here in a few minutes. First off, Congressman McDermott is saying he hasn't seen this much panic on the floor since 9/11. House Democrat compares congressional panic over Obamacare to worst terror attack in nation's history. Well, yeah, that manufactured globalist event killed 3,000 people and was tragic, and then thousands more from the deadly dust the government lied about. But this is going to kill the economy and the engine of prosperity and kill millions through death panels and rationed care on record. I mean, we knew what was in the bill, we knew the plan, and now get ready. Get ready to become impoverished. Because they want you impoverished under Cloward and Piven to give up on the free market, blame capitalism for crony fraud capitalism that they brought in, where they socialize our lives, but then transfer the wealth to themselves. So that is just some of the news. Also, CBS is reporting that the TSA agent officer bled for 33 minutes in LAX shooting. Airports are supposed to be the most secure places in the country, except for, like, military bases. And then this guy bled for 33 minutes while they got the SWAT team all suited up and ready. Again, it's the culture of just worrying about their safety all day until the point is nobody's safe because a nanny state can do nothing but make you domesticated. A nanny state can do nothing except basically turn you into a sheep. It's so simple. And then we've got the other news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. A report's out, Obama is an actor trained by Harry Lennox. This is a big deal if this goes viral. That Harry Lennox is saying, and it's on record, they were friends for about 17 years, and that they had done work together, and they'd go to each other's houses, and now he reportedly says Obama's horrible and is a rat. You know, that's another quote. A rat, and that Obama was trained by him to be presidential. And then, of course, if you watch Harry Lennox do an interview, it's Obama, the same cadence, the same voice. Obama is copying Lennox, or Lennox is copying Obama. It's like the same guy. And I believe Lennox over Obama. So that article and the source on that is up on Infowars.com right now. Also, the Federal Reserve is planning to accelerate money printing. Congressman warns of Obama creating secret security force, armed security force, that's actually in the Obamacare bill. And then the media is like, oh, he would never do that. They've already set it up with mercenaries with top security clearances guarding federal buildings now. And then the billions of bullets and all the training and the rest of it. I mean, this is just simply amazing. And then some of the other news, countdown, U.S. hits debt ceiling in 84 days. And again, Obama said raising the debt does not raise the debt, only not raising it. That's the only thing that is financially irresponsible. We have a bigger debt than we have yearly GDP. We have a higher debt to savings ratio than Spain and Greece that are both completely bankrupt. And their answer is get us deeper into debt. Why not? The globalists want us impoverished. And if Rand Paul wants to cut the defense budget, he's a traitor. And if Ted Cruz wants to cut some of the corporate welfare and entitlement welfare, oh, he's a horrible person. You can't continue to do this and have 101 million people on food assistance and 100 plus million people on government dole. There's more people on the dole now than in the workforce. Let me say that again. What about the people going bankrupt everywhere? What about the people losing their houses? Well, the folks that have been not working for 5-10 years, they go, I don't care. Tax the rich. It's the ultra-rich lobbying for that against the middle class, their historic enemy, to bankrupt the country. Once they've done that, you're all going to have your welfare taken away. Here's an article, China to ease one-child policy. That's because it's caused such a problem. Having upwards of, 60, 70 more million men than they have women. And it's causing all sorts of societal problems. And India is about to outstrip them in population. And they've ended the labor camps. That's being reported by Reuters. China unveils boldest reforms in decades. Shows that the new president is in command. Folks, they don't need labor camps anymore because they call them jobs. And you go in their suicide nets and they force drug you and forced abortion and you're basically locked up at night and they just don't call it labor camps. And don't worry, China is now on the UN Human Rights Board deciding what's human rights along with Cuba. Along with Cuba, it's better. Saudi Arabia is probably a bigger tyranny than China per capita. The only thing worse is North Korea, and I expect them to be made, the head of the UN operation. So that's just some of the news up on Infowars.com, up on PrisonPlanet.com. EPA blocks cities from installing fire hydrants. Again, the EPA is shutting down over 500 power plants. Bloomberg reports Philadelphia has 119 fire hydrants that cost about $2,000 each, waiting in a warehouse to be installed, yet they sit there in dry dock because federal regulators say their fittings might taint drinking water with lead. Yeah, the last lead smelting plant in the U.S., it's a very important metal for a lot of industrial uses, it's been shut down, so you can't even get bullets, but they allow lead in the food from China, just no lead in food produced here. And I'm talking microscopic amounts you can't have here. You can just ship it in at thousands of times that. Again, everything is meant to shut us down. Shut us down. Shut America down. Because remember, the globalists, they're all above the law. They're all exempt. This is what their neo-feudalism is. Under a technological tyranny, a technocracy. And that leads us now to our guest, who will be with us for the balance of the hour. And then the top former Secret Service agent, he was the head of operations when the president would go overseas. Dan Bongino is going to join us with a lot of key intel at the start of the next hour, and then we'll take phone calls the last 30 minutes or so, I promise. But Patrick Wood, I was familiar with his writings and work from newswithviews.com and other places, but I heard him for an hour on Dr. Stan Monteith a few nights ago. And I've read The Technotronic Age. I've read the Anglo-American Establishment. I've read Quigley's books. I've read Brzezinski's books. I read Council on Foreign Relations publications. And so I knew everything he was saying was accurate, but he knew stuff I didn't know. And I went and looked it up, and it was accurate. So I wanted to get him on because he is an editor of a weekly financial analysis service, Findings and Forecast. He has studied elite globalization policies, which you need to do to understand economics, since the late 70s when he partnered with the late Anthony C. Sutton, who was a listener and been on the show, to co-author Trilaterals Over Washington, Volumes 1 and 2. He remains a leading expert on the elitist Trilateral Commission, their policies and achievements in creating their self-proclaimed new international economic order. He is also a leading expert on historic and modern technocracy, which plays a prominent role in current world affairs. That says it lightly. An economist by education, a financial analyst and writer by profession, an American constitutionalist by choice, Wood holds a biblical worldview. He has a deep historical insight into the modern attacks on sovereignty, property rights, and personal freedom. Such attacks are the epitome, by the implementation of UN policies, such as Agenda 21, sustainable development, smart growth, and in education, the widespread adoption of Common Core, 2 plus 2 equals 5. His current research builds on Trilateral Commission hegemony involving transhumanism, technocracy, and more, and how these are co-opting economics, politics, and religion, which together represent the major pillars of society. Yes, they're taking over all sciences, philosophies, and re-engineering them. And I appreciate him coming on. We're going to skip this network break because I'm behind. This is such important intelligence. So stations shouldn't be skipping this break. It's a network break. We're going to do this because it's time is important. AugustForecast.com is his site, and he will be here frequently. There's so many amazing minds out there that we just, you just tend to forget in our rush. And Anthony Sutton, of course, advised Congress, discovered all the documents at the Ford Foundation and others with Patrick Wood, who was a top congressional advisor on the plan to convert America to a tyranny, how our government funded Stalin, Lenin before him, Hitler, didn't run them or control them, built them, just like Saddam and Al-Qaeda and all of it. And to understand the scientific tyranny, the application of dehumanization, we give you probably one of the greatest living experts. Because I went and looked into him. I'd seen his writings. I was like, I forgot about Patrick Wood. Why has he never been on the show? He might have been on. I might have forgot. But I don't believe he's ever been with us. And it's just so important. A treasure trove. The reason I'm building this up is you need to understand this is your world. This is how it really runs. These are the guys that in Congress got the documents and went to the Canadian archives and got the intel to put out the intel and to post the documents on their websites. I had Sutton on about 17 years ago, and then I tried to get him on a few years later, and he said, I'm sorry, I'm too ill. I appreciate your work, and then he died like a week later. I couldn't believe he was like on his deathbed and was sending me emails back. So I just really admire his work as well. And we need to remember these men that have fought so hard. Mr. Wood, I know it's probably annoying having me gush over you, but your intel is so vital to the preservation of human dignity.
Well, thank you, Alex. I appreciate the opportunity to get some of this information out. I've been trying hard, as you know, and I always enjoy doing radio and TV interviews whenever I can.
Well, let's do this. Let's say you're talking to a new audience. If you had 5 minutes on national TV, which this basically is now, 3 million people right now conservatively watching and listening, how would you introduce it to laymen? Because my listeners are very smart, very informed, but they always want to give stuff to their family. And so they want it crystallized. Give us the basic overview and then get into the nuts and bolts of technocracy.
Well, it's really it's a complex and a deep topic, but basically the first idea is this. The problems we've been having in the last 35 to 40 years especially have been economic in nature rather than political. And there's a lot of emphasis in the public, like in the Tea Parties and the conservative movement and even in liberal circles as well, that the world revolves around politics, arguing in Congress and, fighting with the executive branch and so on. And my studies on the Trilateral Commission have pretty much pointed out, with great detail, that the takeover of America has been economic in nature. And that was the nature originally of the Trilateral Commission. It was formed in 1973 by David Rockefeller and Zbigniew Brzezinski. They said frequently that they were going to create a new international economic order. That they used that in every one of their early publications. We didn't really know at the time exactly what that would look like, but we had a pretty good idea from reading the policies. And they have managed over a period of now, since 1973, some 35 plus years, to create this new international economic order. And if we look around, this is what we see today, Alex. This is what's important to realize. Back then, people criticized us for being conspiracy nuts. Today, we have the force of history behind us, which after a 25-year period, of course, becomes history. We can now look back at history and see that what we said in the 1970s was exactly right. This is exactly what they've done. We know that the world system today is broken, almost beyond repair. And we have to put the finger where the finger belongs, and it belongs with this very small elite group of internationalists that were represented by the members of the Trilateral Commission back in 1973, and ever since, I might add, and they have influenced our government, the executive branch of our government especially. They have influenced our government to an extreme that has literally excluded the American people altogether. We have no control over Congress anymore, it appears. And the executive branch is just going to do what it wants to do. So there's been a fundamental change in the political system in our country, for sure. But the political system was really just useful idiots for this elite group of economy changers, if you will. They had to use the political system to get what they wanted to do economically over these last years. And so we see things like the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, CAFTA. We see the Trans-Pacific Partnership being negotiated right now that is hopefully not going to get put through on fast track, but the administration is trying to get fast track authority established again. This hegemony has continued from 1973 to today, hasn't let up. Nobody has identified these people behind the scenes. Nobody has, even politicians will not write about them or speak about them. In fact, I think the only living politician living or dead that I know that ever talked about the Trilateral Commission was Barry Goldwater when he wrote his memoirs with no apology back in 1979. So this group was not talked about. These people are not talked about. We've been writing about them since 1977, really. And, nothing has changed. They're doing the same thing today they did back then. I don't know how else I could summarize it in a very short period of time, Alex.
Well, you've done a great job. In fact, I'm going to pull up the, Barry Goldwater quote with no apologies, where he describes how it's an economic takeover. We're designed to fight a Stalin, a Hitler, a Mao, we see a foreign enemy. But when it's corporate and regulatory and incremental, and it creates a global group of less than 100 corporations, in Rockefeller's own words, he's written New York Times articles bragging about it, how they want centralized control and how they divide up the world. U.S.-based companies get the toll roads in Spain. Spain gets the toll roads over here. It's where they divide up the world amongst themselves and then bring in a technocracy to be able to control the population scientifically, where it's impossible to ever get out of it or even know what you're in, and you dumb down the population. So I want to walk through what technocracy and the technotronic age is, what they're doing. Because, I mean, as best I understand it, it is the Cecil Rhodes plan of 1900 and the British royalty and their empire that was in trouble. They said, we'll go corporate, take down our flag, but use corporate energy to still control these holdings that we once had, like India and other places. And at the same time, we'll export this corporate plan and team up with other robber barons in the United States and Europe. That's what Bilderberg later became. But their philosophy comes out of eugenics and Malthus and Galton. And so it's basically eugenics scientifically deployed through a world government corporate system, so it's very hard to fight. I want to get your take on that in a moment, but we did find the quote from No Apologies with Barry Goldwater. He says, quote, the Trilateral Commission is international. Again, the Trilateral Commission is international and is intended to be the vehicle for multinational consolidation of the commercial and banking interest by seizing control of the political government of the United States. The Trilateral Commission represents a skillful, coordinated effort to seize control and consolidate the four centers of power, political, monetary, intellectual, and ecclesiastical, the churches, from No Apologies. Now, let me break this down for folks and give you the floor. America was pretty much the sole superpower by the end of World War II, so the globalists had to create a fake bipolar world by giving weapons to the Soviets to then build them up to let us become a tyranny and then share in a backdoor globalist deal, taking over different areas of the world in the name of fighting each other in full spectrum dominance. Then they ended that farce and then moved on to the new Al-Qaeda threat, which they actually ran, to use that to take our liberty. So I'm basically describing the main trait of technocracy is that it's totally amoral, except for the eugenics-based system, that it doesn't even, it uses everything, as Carol quickly said, socialism, fascism, communism, as long as it's command and control. Go ahead, sir.
Well, the book Brave New World by Aldous Huxley, we refer to it in pretty much everywhere. People talk about, oh, it's a brave new world. That book was written in 1932, Alex, and it was written by Aldous Huxley looking straight into the face of technocracy that was a big movement back then. I didn't discover the technocracy movement from the 1930s until a few years ago. And what I did, it piqued my interest so much, I had to investigate and just, you know, go crazy looking for information to try and find out what they're all about. It was a huge movement back in those days, had a large popularity in Canada, and especially in the West, although it did pretty well in the East as well. But these technocrats specified very carefully what they would do if they could replace capitalism. They believed in the Great Depression that capitalism was dead. Unemployment lines were, you know, wrapping around blocks. Soup kitchens were, you know, full, just serving people all day long. And they believed that they could provide an economic system that would be better than capitalism. It didn't get very far. It kind of died out as a movement around 1938 to 1940. But today, it's had a resurgence, if you will.
Sure, it's been adopted as the globalist management program.
It has now been adopted by the globalist management program. And the reason I say this is important, when we follow the money, back in the 1930s, the Rockefeller Carnegie crowd were dumping buckets of money onto the eugenics movement. This is well known and well documented. They did not dump any money on the technocracy movement back then. And so the technocracy movement kind of withered and died after a period of time. However, when Zbigniew Brzezinski resuscitated those ideas in 1970 with his book called Between Two Ages, America's Role in the Technoclonic Era, that apparently caught Rockefeller's eye.
That's right. Patrick Woods, stay there. We'll explain who David Rockefeller is, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and more. These two men, you can say more than anybody now, literally govern our civilization. We'll be right back.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Shooter Jennings.
He aligns himself with the truth.
It's really a
and it's time for you to choose a side.
I love this
You're
song.
Listening to Alex Jones.
Let's roll some of this summer rage.
Chaos is hanging around. To the ground, shattered from the sound.
The death machine.
The death machine makes slowing down. It's gaining pound for pound.
A gas mask is the couture.
A gas mask is the couture in the summer of rage. The building mass graves within the states. You and I to vaccinate. They're preparing us for an all-out.
Best part right there. Jody in North Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir. I'm from North Carolina, so I just wanted to let you know that North Carolina, the way I was raised, we say thank you anyway. I know you don't want to say that, but I also wanted you to know that I'm also an InfoWarHound. I'm out here constantly, you know, doing my research and studying. And at first, when I first heard about you, I'm a first-time caller, but I heard about you about a year ago from a friend of mine, and I decided to check you out. I had been growing up on a little bit of Rush Limbaugh and a little bit of Glenn Beck and others, and a little bit of Savage Nation, but I listen to your show. I'm a truck driver. I drive up and down these highways. I do in-home delivery out of High Point, North Carolina. Just wanted to let you know, man, that I'm out here. I let these customers know about you. After my research, outside of God, I believe in you, brother. I believe in your cause. I believed it for 10 years myself before I found you, which is kind of like a blessing in my life because you opened up a whole new perspective on things that I had overlooked because I was also dumbed down with this mainstream media and society. And after opening up everything and kind of just revealing your Pandora's box and what was going on, I seen it was the truth. And I think the hardest thing for me is trying to go to my family members. God, it seems like they're the ones that don't want to believe in it. It's the
oh, listen, brother, I know the feeling. I'll be around family members and people that aren't really listeners, and they're nice folks, and they're somewhat awake compared to the average person, but you almost feel like you're doing bad things to tell them about bad stuff that's happening. It's almost like impolite, but we don't have a future if we don't. We owe it to them to admit just how bad things are, because, again, as good people or as just folks that aren't overtly evil, none of us are perfect. We are blind to just how bad people are, and that it's limitless what they'll do. So I totally understand what you're saying and what you're getting at, and that's why I don't really beat family over the head with this info if they don't already even know what's going on. I reach out to folks just randomly everywhere and tell them what's happening, and it's certainly working. There is an undoubted awakening happening, and Ron Paul concurs, I think, for the first time ever. He said we're getting close to a turning the tide or close to a tipping point. He now thinks we're right there. And I agree with Dr. Paul, who's a pretty smart cookie. So what else did you want to throw out there, Jody? I appreciate you promoting the show to folks because that's how we're going to expose these people.
Absolutely, sir. I agree 100%. I just want to let you know also that I go to customers' homes every day. I deal with 40, 50 customers every trip. I'm all over this country, all 48 states. So I get to see a lot of these things you're talking about as I'm doing my travels here. And I have noticed how, you know, things are changing. I've been looking out for the armored vehicles, the things like that, the sheriff's departments and things. I go through Dallas. I lived in Dallas for 3 years, man. I love Texas. If I ever retire, I told my wife, that's where I want to live at. Would love to live right next door to you. Man, you're like my biggest hero. But anyway, outside of that stuff, I just want to say, you know, maybe you could tell me how I could convince my wife, who's an intelligent woman, 4.0 GPA graduated, high honors. She's in the medical field. I do science research study on like the first stage one and phase one of.
No, I get it. She's a smart lady. What should I convince her of?
Well, I just wanted to know if you had 30 seconds to tell my wife or to try to convince my wife of what's going on in our country today and to really wake up and be a part of my team and the InfoWar team, the team that's driving for the truth in the right direction, what would you say?
All right, well, I appreciate your call. Let me just say this to your wife, Jody. Thank you, Jody. I can't make her do research on the topics we're covering. And I notice a lot of professionals that are really smart are some of the hardest people to wake up to this because they know there's problems in society, but they see it as almost positive that they overlook all that and just move forward and take care of business, as Elvis Presley would say. And you certainly have to take care of business, and you can't let all this tyranny get you down and stop you from living a life. But you've got to understand historically, when corruption builds to this level, it brings down civilizations and horrible tragedies happen. And tyranny is a norm in history, not an exception. And we've got a really bad batch of tyranny cooking up in the kitchen. And it needs to be thrown out. And so I understand statistically that husbands and wives don't listen to each other as much as they'd listen to a random salesman at the door. And so I guess I'm a random salesman at the door selling freedom. And I would just say to Jody's wife that there's so much admitted evil by the criminals that hide in government and major corporations that if I tried to just list a few things, it would make my head spin. I mean, there's thousands of declassified, and I use this a lot because everybody knows this, lethal studies that were killing people carried out by our government right through the last decade from the 30s. And no one ever got in trouble for any of it. And that's because there's a eugenicist-based power structure hiding within Western governments. Hitler was only one eruption of that that went too far for even the establishment. And so I understand that this stuff's scary and it's easy to just deny it, but I'll assure you that it is real and that I am actually wrong about a lot of this. It's worse than I normally have thought. So it's not that I'm exaggerating. It's the other way around. And I wish every day I was wrong, ma'am. I wish every day this wasn't true. But I have the textbooks. I have the documents. I keep plugging this every day just because it's been on my desk the last few months. I need to put it back on the bookshelf. EcoScience, it's free online. It's been scanned online about how they put stuff in the water to reduce our IQ and sterilize us. The White House regulations are currently talks about, you know, dumbing us down and breaking us up and having us fight with each other. I mean, these are social engineers. And you ignore all of this at your own peril. Dan Bongino, the Secret Service agent, senior agent over Obama's foreign trips, basically has said it's worse than anyone knows. He had to sign agreements not to talk about it, obviously. And it is, last night, I talked to a Secret Service connection. It doesn't matter. It's just, see, I don't even want to get into this. It's just so crazy. There's a lot of stuff going on. There's occult stuff going on, and we're in trouble. I mean, that's all I can say. And, ma'am, I know you probably feel like, well, what can you do about it? So why not just deny it? And so, fine, just deny it. But down the road, when things get so bad you can't deny it anymore, then at least get your heart right with God. And I said I'd take a lot of calls. I just spent seven minutes on that one subject, or longer. Let's go to Wesley real fast in Mississippi. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I want to say that the new coffee and the Nation Iodine are amazing. I love the coffee. I'm actually drinking some right now. And to Jody, if your wife doesn't believe this stuff, it's because she hasn't taken the time to look into this stuff. That's the only way you can come to that conclusion. If you take 30 minutes to look into this stuff, research New World Order, research Illuminati, research all this conspiracy, and there's no way you can come away from it without realizing it's the truth. And I want to commend you, Alex, because there's so many Christians that are blind to this evil. And, yeah, I know you don't like to accept the praise and everything, but at least, I mean, I'm surprised you mentioned stuff like the Nephilim and the Book of Enoch and this stuff, because that's what this stuff is. That's what Kurzweil and Hugo de Garis, that's what they're all talking about when they're talking about hybridization and transhumanism and the singularity they're all trying to come to.
They're talking about the same stuff that happened in the days of Noah.
Exactly what it is, because that's what Jesus said. The days of Noah, that's what it's going to be like when the end times come, when his return will be, is like it was in the days of Noah. What was going on in the days of Noah? Well, the sons of God were coming down and having sex or genetically modifying human beings to create giants, which no church will ever talk about the giants. No church ever explains why Goliath was, 9 feet tall, while Og of Bashan was 18 foot feet tall, while in Amos, they say the Amorites were, the tall.
And that's actually what they all, the occultists now, even mainline literature believes the Anunnaki, all this. If I don't get into it, but the elite, and I don't cover stuff I can't prove, but you see the movie Prometheus? That's an Anunnaki. 9 foot tall guy. That's what they're telling us we came from. And the Bible says, no, that's who came here to manipulate us. And that's basically the fallen angels. And I don't get into all that because the media picks up on it. I just cover, you look at why they're doing all this engineering, why they think they're God. The elite are into this themselves. what's that term that they say we were seeded by aliens that, like, Harvard even believes in MIT and transpermia? What's that term? What is it? Panspermia. Yeah, that's in the piece I did with Aaron Dykes. It's excellent. On Secrets of Prometheus Leaked. Good to hear from you, sir. And again, whether that's real or not, that's what they think, okay? Skull and bones, all of it. And they think they're in touch with these entities. That's what demon conjuring and all that stuff is, folks, that every culture gets into. And the demons say, take your kid up on a pyramid and chop their heart out. I mean, every culture went to kill their kids so these creatures would give them power. I don't know if that's real or not. But as a sociologist, as an anthropologist, as an archaeologist, as a lay researcher, I look at this and go, why does every culture do this? Well, they tell you why in the movie Prometheus, which is a religious tract promoting by the transhumanists that, of course, they don't think it's evolution and all this Darwin stuff, that we came from this. And then some bad gods were going to come back and destroy the Earth because they'd mixed their genetics with us and they didn't like that. But the good aliens stopped it all. I mean, they're just telling you the story of the devil and the snake and all of it in that movie. Super heavy, folks. Super heavy. I don't know if any of this is real. I know the Federal Reserve's private and they tell me it's governmental. By the way, he mentioned it. Look, I got to fund my operation. I need fuel. It's expensive to build an operation like this, and we need capital in case we get sued or attacked to defend ourselves. And you've done that so we can expand in the face of the New World Order fearlessly. Thank you for your prayers. My favorite brand of coffee, took me years to find out how to get it directly from the farmers. We put it out. Everybody that tries it loves it. It's a medium roast, high mountain, Arabica, shade grown. And it's even better than Guatemalan. Guatemalan been my favorite. You go over the border, the Mexicans even better. They think because the soils aren't played out and it's grown totally organically. InfoWarsLife.com for our two different Patriot blends, including the one with mushrooms for immune boost. It's very fairly priced for a pound of this lightly or medium roast coffee. We've got it without the mushrooms and with the mushrooms. It's excellent. Most of the coffee gives me headaches or heartburn. That's the reason I like this. It doesn't give me headaches or heartburn. I don't know why it's my favorite coffee. Never thought about putting out coffee until my wife, like 5 years ago, said, you should put up Wake Up America Coffee and say Jones for it. And then I actually tracked down how to get it and did it. And that helps support our operation. The Survival Shield Nation Iodine, we have plenty of that in supply. And you can give it as gifts to your family for detoxifying and protecting from the radiation that goes into the thyroid with all this Fukushima garbage. It's more important than ever, and it just really gives me a brain boost. This is what Dr. Grip said it would do. We have maiden1776.com. It's also on InfoWarsStore.com with the news, limited edition, George Washington, the answer to 1984, 1776, bronze and nickel belt buckles that are custom 1 through 500, and then that's it. We've got the Made in America t-shirts with Liberty messages. This is just the introductory round of this at madein1776.com. That just takes you right to the page on the shopping cart that has it, and that's how we fund our operation. And you can still give it as Christmas gifts. Last year, we had to have the orders in by the 17th to guarantee delivery in the U.S. It's by the 19th this year. You'll get it before Christmas, the day before Christmas. I recommend you order now, though, to make sure you get it all earlier. The apparel, the ball caps, all of it, everything at madein1776.com is made in America. Some of the other stuff's made in South America and, you know, everywhere else. I'm not against giving those folks jobs. With the way they have it set up, they can never get out of poverty yet. So we're moving towards made in America. Everything at madein1776.com is made in America. We got golf shirts, you name it. I mean, we're talking about shirts costing me, I was corrected, $13 to $15 for some of these shirts that we sell for $24.95. At a store like Dillard's, you'd pay $100 for a golf shirt like this. So it's premium, designer, made in America, golf shirts, you name it, for $24.95. You absolutely cannot beat that deal. Here, scroll down and I'll show them. By the way, I listed the price on these. I want to lower the price on those ball caps. I didn't see that they were that much. I want to find out how much. Scroll down. All right, so there you go, ladies and gentlemen. I see some of the prices on there. I'm going to lower some of the prices on those right after the show because that's not exactly. I get so busy and I run everything around here that I can't make all the decisions. And everybody does a great job, but I'm going to have the prices on some of those shirts lowered. But They're not even that much compared to what designer stuff is. In fact, they're about half off, even at the price they are now. But my main mission of putting this out is to take back the culture, too. I'm seeing so many pro-gun T-shirts around Austin, including our T-shirts. I went to a Megadeth concert, an Iron Maiden concert, a few months ago, and literally, I don't know, 50 to 100 InfoWars T-shirts, but that wasn't it. That's not why I got excited. I saw all these other come and take it in Latin, Bolon Labe shirts. We're going to come out with a bunch of those under the 1776, Maiden 1776 brand. I just saw Patriot stuff everywhere, and now I go to other cities and see it. We are really a giant minority that's growing towards being a majority. I don't care whether you're black or white, old or young, man. I really like it when I see you wearing a Mulan Lave shirt. I identify with you. We're on the same page. We are in the same tribe of liberty. Since you see, that's the secret to beating the globalists. They want a fake collectivism of race or all this stuff. How about a individual collectivism of individuals coming together for liberty? And so that's what this is all about. Maiden1776.com or 888-253-3139. We'll be right back on the other side with your phone calls for Jim and others. Stay with us.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife, finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
While denying that there's geoengineering going on and changing of the climate with the patents added to the jet fuels, and even the airlines just don't even know what's going on in most cases, they have all these so-called experts all over the news promoting geoengineering and children's textbooks that we've been showing you for a decade under federal curricula. There's literally scores of them teach. Oh, we added to jet fuel, barium sulfate dioxide, to put up sunscreen to protect us from global warming. You can look that up. Textbooks teach kids about chemtrailing. So there's a giant Last time I checked, $5 billion a year, just Department of Energy with one group. And then look, Stephen Colbert, government likely covering up chemtrail conspiracy. So they have an expert on their quote, saying we need to geoengineer to save the earth because of climate change. And then Colbert goes, what if the government is already doing this and not telling us about it? But still, it's all in the context of a joke. It's like, oh, what if the NSA is really spying on us 15 years ago? And I'm like, here's the documents. Here's the... Oh, shut up, nut. It's just... I mean, it's absolute. But people go, I don't see any documents on chemtrails because they're not called chemtrails. It's called geoengineering programs, high-altitude aerosol programs, stuff like that. You type that in, you'll get it all. Patents, how they do it, where they're doing it. And then these, but then all these kooks point up at regular condensation trails and go, look, that's it. So there's also disinfo on the other side, but it's going on, boys and girls. And when I was a kid, condensation trails went away in seconds or minutes. They didn't stay there for hours and turn the sky gray. Look at this. And it goes on. The video's up on Infowars.com. We'll probably cover this on the nightly news tonight. It's pretty darn important. That's an Infowars.com story up there. Breaking all of that down. And some of the other news, Rahm Emanuel to fast 24 hours in support of immigration reform. They mean totally bringing in unlimited numbers of people to vote to take all of our money and take all of our guns and enslave us. That is the public plan. Rahm Emanuel, who's, I don't think it's the Israelis, folks, but I mean, he was in the Israeli military. He is an Israeli firster, just like the new Fed head they want. And it's like having this French communist as the head economist for Obama. I mean, our country is just half the news anchors are from England. I mean, they're just getting us used to nothing but foreigners running our lives. And, I mean, Rahm Emanuel is a Chicago mob boss pig. He is a big, disgusting piece of trash. And I'm so sick of him. He's just a miscreant trash bag who wants our guns while he's got bodyguards. And I'm sick of it. Jim in Bulgaria. I didn't see that call. Thanks for holding. Sorry, Jim, to make you hold. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Jones.
Hey, buddy.
I want you to say hi to your new future InfoWars reporter.
All right, brother. We got about a minute and a half, though. Thank you. Yes, tell us.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I got to be fast. Okay. Well, you're an inspiration to me, and I kind of like to make a joke here a little bit and say that you're the reason why I left my friends and family, and I moved out of the United States, and I came here to Bulgaria to prepare for this worldwide economic collapse and world war. But of course, it's true. I mean, you had this other person, this Jody's wife. My wife, she was like a zombie. I mean, for years and years, I used to tell her about this stuff. And she just couldn't get it, so I had to leave. I had to leave her, and I had to leave everybody. And here I am. I'm in Bulgaria, and I just wanted to say that, in the future, when all these Christians and Jews that are being killed, I'm being put here. So I don't want to say where I am, but they can come here, and they can be safe in northern Bulgaria. I have this place here that I'm preparing with food, water.
Well, brother, that's exciting. And, yeah, upload videos to YouTube from Bulgaria. Anybody can go out and independently report and say, as an affiliate, I'm reporting for Infowars.com. For liability, it doesn't mean, because people can go set us up, that you actually work for us. You can just say, I'm here reporting independently for Infowars.com. And if it's good, we'll play it right.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.